Time to talk sport again with Warwick Hadfield. Warwick, hello there.
Hello there, Fran.
You gave us a heads up earlier. In rugby league, the rumours, Billy Slater will retire at the end of this year.
Fran, it's been a crescendo, and not unexpectedly. He's 35, and he's done just about everything you can do in the game when you're a failed jockey from Innisfail who found a new life as fullback for three of the best teams in modern history.
That was lucky for all of us, yeah.
Melbourne, Queensland and Australia. Look, apparently he wants to end all the speculation, so the rumours are saying that there could be confirmation as early as today that 2018 will be his last year in the game that he's decorated for more than a decade. And there's other rugby league news around this morning. West Tigers folk are talking tough. They're making it clear they won't be letting their coach Ivan Cleary go back to Penrith without a fight. He's got a contract with the Tigers for the next 2 years. Apparently, every coach and his canine, they're lining up for the job after the sacking of Anthony Griffin on Monday. But Cleary is apparently the coach the Panthers want. Fran, I would say watch this space.
Okay, watch this space. I love it when you say that. In swimming, the Pan Pacs, the Pan Pacific Championships in Tokyo, are under threat from a typhoon.
Yeah, look, the championships, they're due to begin tomorrow, about the same time as Typhoon Shanshan is set to reach Tokyo. And with the heavy rain and more forecast, there's an asterisk against the timetable. Whenever the event gets underway, there'll be plenty of interest in how Ariane Titmus goes up against the American champion Katie Ledecky. Now, Titmus is going to eschew the 200 metres to concentrate on the 800 metres. And that's just one of the events in which Ledecky won gold medals at the last Olympics, Fran.
And in netball, the West Coast Fever hopeful of having Verity Charles fit for this weekend's major semi-final.
Yeah, it's highly optimistic, I would think. She was injured in the final moments of last weekend's loss to the Giants, the Fever's opponent again this weekend, it should be noted. She got tangled up with the Giants captain, Kim Green. Initially, there were concerns she had sustained the dreaded ACL. Scans have cleared her of that injury. Administrations will continue right up until the Fever leave for Sydney on Thursday and maybe beyond if team management thinks it's worthwhile taking the risk of bringing her with them to Sydney, Fran.
Warwick, thank you very much.
Good on you, Fran.